Chapter 6. A Difficult Flight. How will you fly with an otter? The hotel manager asked. It was a good question. I needed a special box to protect Midge and make him comfortable during my flight from Iraq to Paris and then from Paris to London. Some workers at the hotel helped me build a big wooden box with holes for Midge to breathe. We lined the box with metal to make it stronger. Before our flight, I put Midge into the box. He wasn't happy. Don't worry, Midge. It's only for a short time. Soon we'll be in Scotland, I told him. It's beautiful there. You'll have a lot of places to explore. Our house is near the sea and a river. You'll love it. I left Midge in his new box and went to have dinner. An hour later, I returned to my room and was shocked. Midge, you destroyed the metal lining of the box, I shouted. There was blood on his mouth, nose and jaws. I treated Midge's wounds and repaired the box. We had only a little time before our flight. I put my suitcases and Midge's box into a taxi and we went quickly to the airport. Luckily, we arrived in time. The stewardess was nice. She felt sorry for Midge in his box.
Maybe your otter will feel more comfortable out of that box, she suggested. You can hold him on your knees.
I was happy to accept her suggestion and opened the box. Big mistake. Midge jumped out and quickly disappeared between the seats. Oh, no.